The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show. All right, we're going to solve one of the internet's biggest riddles right now. And apparently, if you're in a relationship or you plan on being in a relationship one day, you doing this with your partner together, something that you wouldn't normally maybe do together. But if you do this thing together, it means that your relationship will be way more satisfying and you have something like a 75% better chance of it staying together, which is interesting. If you think about all the things that you choose to do by yourself, even if you're in a relationship, you start going ahead and combining forces on this one particular thing. Next thing you know, there's a better chance that the relationship stays together by up to 75%. Those are real numbers. It's time for clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
All right, so listen to this. You're doing something. You're in a relationship. This is going to be one of those things where you like go to the bathroom with the doors open together. Maybe.
Oh, that, we're way past that.
Well,
we were there on the second date.
That's something normally you would do by yourself, but apparently there's something that if you do with your partner, there's a better chance that the relationship stays together. And I don't know if that's the goal. I think people always think it's so tragic when we have stories about couples breaking up, and sometimes it is tragic. Other times you go, that was, it ran its course. Ran its course, like Jackie and Shadow.
Well, but what we're learning, which is interesting, is that the more separated things we do, the happier we are. People who have gotten sleep divorced, eat divorced, people getting airport divorced, where they basically just go on completely separate vacations.
Right. Yeah, the way to stop an actual divorce is by divorcing all these other parts of the relationship.
And just keeping the sex.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right.
Even the whole idea of people have taken the sleep divorce to the next level, and some relationships are staying together, but people are moving to like getting a separate apartment situation.
Yes, I heard this one woman bought a house 1 mile away from her husband and said that it saved their marriage. But I'm going to say shopping together, grocery shopping, clothing shopping, picking out a couch, all that stuff. If you shop together, you will stay together.
New study that looked at lots and lots, I'm talking about thousands of couples at all different ages and all different relationship statuses, from dating to marriage, whatever, have found that couples who do this together report happier / healthier / better chance of staying together over the long run. So you say it is shop together.
Yeah, and if I ever go to the grocery store with my wife, I regret it because she's completely useless at the grocery store and she just sits there on her phone or picks out things that we would never eat. So it's not necessarily true for my relationship, but I think if you are doing those basic chores together, then you feel more connected.
It's funny because if I were walking through a mall with my wife, there's not one store in the entire mall that both of us would want to go into. There's not one. There's not one that exists like that I would get excited about and she would be excited.
Not even Costco?
She hates Costco.
Oh, really?
Hates it. Hates it. Hates everything about it.
What's her favorite store?
I'm sure some fancy-ass place.
Fancy store.
That you don't even know exists.
Arisia, something like that. She's always got some bags I see floating around, you know. But if we go to a mall, she wants to go into a clothing store, a makeup Sephora, something like that. Nothing for me in there.
No, but I think with men and women, it's very different. There's probably a lot less crossover.
I mean, Cinnabon, I thought we used to agree on, but even that, she's like, I can't eat Cinnabon all the time. What's wrong with you?
You're like, what's right with me is the question.
What's wrong with me? Have you smelled in there? It's unbelievable. So Ali says shop together. Jake, what is it?
What couples are doing together?
Yeah, have you still not been able to pick this up? Or?
It's not boning.
What?
Not boning together. I think that's a given, Jake.
Okay. Well, not for me.
Couples that do what together?
I'm going to say workout.
That's a good guess. Also not something that works for me in my relationship, but...
But it could be just like a simple, like, walk. Going on a walk together, whatever.
I'll say this. My parents, they're still together. I don't know if they're happy, but they're still together. And they walk. They have been walking for... They've been walking forever.
They've walked all over this world.
But they've been walking since before there were even cars. They're walking at first by necessity.
Of course they're happy. You sent a picture right after they sexed it up.
Well, I don't know if
that's
that was a weird-ass picture.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Probably a post-walk bang.
I don't know if they had just had sex.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
But the phone accidentally went to FaceTime, and they were both laying in bed, and it appeared they were both naked.
But it's like they covered up really quick.
And you said your mom will wear a full-on nightgown, nightcap, the whole spiel, and she wasn't wearing any of that.
Yeah, like one of those medieval ones that comes with like a candle.
Cool. I want that.
Still has these like these nightgowns are like ancient. I can't believe I still go home.
Like
still
a hat with it too.
Oh yeah, matching hat, matching like booties. I feel like it's a whole look. It's a whole getup. She gets ready for bed. It's like she's going to get visited by three ghosts that night or something. I don't know what's going on.
We'll start with the past. Good night.
Omar, what's the answer?
I think...
you're married you still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school sweetheart. It's a beautiful story.
Should we remove the sweethearts part now?
Yeah. Learning something new together, I think that's going to kind of like, you know, maybe rejuvenate, you know, something that you had back in the early days, and you're both discovering something new and you have something to talk about on a daily. So learning something new, whether it be, I don't know, dancing or whatever, like, you know, Allie's wife, you know, tap dances. Maybe you would take on something like that together.
Yeah, you both come in as rookies. You learn something together. Then you are both, you know, you're out of your comfort zone together and you're doing something. That's interesting. It's probably right, actually. That's not the answer I have, though. The answer I have, one of you is right, is that couples that regularly exercise together.
Oh, yeah.
Report better communication, fewer arguments, stronger conflict resolution, resulting in longer, happier/healthier relationships. Also, probably healthier because you're doing some sort of
people are probably hot.
Solo exercisers found that there was not a statistical significance. So the reality is, if two people in a relationship are both regular exercisers, but they do not do it together, it didn't really change the happiness level at all. But it was the idea of them doing that together in some way, shape, or form that is really, they found the results to be surprising in a positive way for those relationships.
Here's how my trip to the gym with my wife works. We show up, I get on the treadmill, she goes and walks around and looks at equipment. Then 10 minutes later, after I'm warmed up, she says, I'm bored, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And says, I don't want to be here anymore.
Right, and that's usually what would happen.
You're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
It's a similar
situation where
you both have to want it.
Right.
You both have to like working out at a gym.
And you got to be on the same, one of you is leg day, and the other one it's...
Yeah, you see those couples that are like doing, you know...
Weird, Ash.
Yeah,
that's weird.
They're doing weird routine stuff.
Watching couples work out together, I'm sorry, no one likes that.
No one likes you. I'm glad you like each other.
Yeah, I mean, apparently I don't care what other people think because they like each other. Tammy, the therapist, you're on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. So there's also something called the 6-second kiss. So every day with your partner, if you kiss for 6 seconds or just hold each other for 6 seconds a day, that improves marriage as well.
Where's the kissing happening?
And that's from the Gottman Institute.
The kissing upstairs,
spread
downstairs.
Spread them cheeks. Time for your 6-second kiss.
where's the kissing have to happen for this to take effect?
Anywhere.
So it's a six seconds. That's the key.
In your house.
All right. Yep. Fair enough. How about the 6-second lovemaking? That's what I do.
If your partner's up for it, then that's awesome.
Oh, she's not.
Depends what you both like.
She hates it. Every second of the six, she counts. All right, thank you, Tammy.
There's five whole ones left.
That's Tammy, the therapist who listens to our show.
I think that's a good thing, though.
You go.
I've done the 5-second hug.
You feel how long that actually feels.
6-second kisses all along. I would be like, are we having sex? What's happening?
Some wacko, and I'm calling you a wacko, Tammy, but someone like Tammy suggested that you sit naked in front of your partner and you just look at each other and you stare into each other's eyes naked for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
So
and they claim that that is like revolutionary, like change the relationship forever.
This is
forever.
All made up. Right. There's no way.
Of course. It's been my whole life.
I think they just say, I've installed a camera in your house. Here's the secret to marriage.
Yeah,
but, I want you all to get naked.
6 seconds of staring naked. I mean, sorry, 30 minutes of getting naked and staring into someone's eyes. How freaky and weird is that?
Oh, dude, I feel like I see my wife get in the shower and I'm like, I got to give her privacy.
Yeah, I spend most of my time trying to hide. She doesn't see me naked. That's,
feel so vulnerable.
We get a quick break. We're back with more show after this. The Box of Shame. You thought that was shameful. Just wait till we get to the Box of Shame. That's coming up later this hour. And your tickets after this quick break. If you'd like to go to the Hollywood Bowl and experience live music from a man known as the Maestro or the Maestro of the movies, you'll have that chance after this quick break with another live in studio performance. What will it be? The challenge is up to you, and it's next on K-Rock.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.